Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Oh,
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
This your boy Lil Navi, a.k.a. Navigator, and you're tuned in to Emphatic Wednesdays with M, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen.
What's up, world? It's your girl, M, the Queen, also your Carolina Peach, and also your host of Emphatic Show on LawlessRadio.com, because this is Emphatic Wednesday, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood in M's world, and I'm just happy just to be here. Man, there's just so much going on in the world today that I'm just like a little choked up because it's just like, it's just so much going on. I mean, like, you know, this show, I really want it to be a happy show, but it's almost impossible to be a happy show with, you know, the things that's been going on for the last, you know, few days in this world, and it's just unbelievable. First thing I want to do is I definitely want to send my condolences out to the Lewis family, which would be the family of our CEO, T.L. Lewis, the chairman. He lost a family member. His grandmother passed away. So definitely, my condolences to his family. I know how close he is with his family, and he definitely loved the women in his family and spoiled every last one of them. And I know, you know, this is like, you know, the second loss, you know, in a short amount of time. So definitely my condolences out to him. And also, I'm going to do a moment of silence for Eric Garner. And I'm sure everyone know by now, he is the young New York Staten Island father, 43-year-old father, who was brutally, and I say brutally because it was an act that was uncalled for by the NYPD Blue. It was very unnecessary to, you know, to take this man's life, you know, because he was selling cigarettes on the street, you know, illegally. But not only that, it's the way they took his life. It's one thing to arrest him, but the guy wasn't even resisting arrest. He wasn't resisting arrest. He just basically, you know, he was telling the cops that he was, you know, having an asthma attack, you know, he was asthmatic and he couldn't breathe. So, you know, in lieu of that, they have him in a chokehold, and they just continue the chokehold, and I mean, I can't even express in words how horrible this is. So before I go any further, let's go ahead and take a moment of silence for the grandmother and the passing of the grandmother of our CEO, Chairman T.L. Lewis, and also Eric Garner, and all the other people that have been killed unnecessarily or had their life taken by any cop, whether it's New York Police Department, whether it's New Orleans Police Department, or the LAPD. So we're going to do this moment of silence right now. Absolutely. I mean, it was necessary. It was called for. I mean, like I said, this is a situation that if no one doesn't know by now, you must be living under a rock, or you just don't care about what goes on in the world. As I said, Eric Garner was a black man. On last Thursday, which was July 17th, New York Police Department caught this guy, Eric Garner, on the streets, and I believe it was Brooklyn, was the borough, selling what they call loosies, so illegal cigarettes, and decided to, you know, tackle him. I mean, the guy was like 400 pounds. You know, he was a big guy. And if I get the pounds a little bit off, but still, he was a really huge guy. And I guess they felt like because of his size, they needed to, you know, take, you know, or use extra force, you know, to take him down. But, you know, as I read, you know, the story, you know, the guy was hurt, and actually this whole situation, this whole ordeal was caught on someone's camera phone. So somebody captured it on camera phone. Thank God for camera phones. Gosh, I mean, they're going to be annoying, but at the same time, thank God for them, because they have caught a lot of people doing a lot of wrong things. And so, you know, technology is an MF. That's all I can say about that. But, well, anyway, basically, you know, it was caught on camera, and he was even heard saying six times repeatedly, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, and I can't breathe." Six times. They did not release the chokehold, and this guy wound up having an asthma attack because he couldn't breathe and die. So something so senseless. Something so senseless. This murder, and I call it a murder. I don't care if it is by, you know, the NYPD, but it's still murder. You know, they took unnecessary force, something that just was not necessary to even happen like that. They could have tackled him. If they felt like he was resisting, they could have maced him. They could have pepper sprayed him, anything but choked. And then not only that, I'm getting a little heated here as I talk about it because, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know how, you know, news is sensationalized, situations in the news are sensationalized, and, you know, you just kind of like it happened and you keep hearing over and over again and you're just waiting for it to die down. Well, M has a heart. M is human. So, you know, definitely that's something that definitely it just been sticking with me since the day it was reported, you know, in the media that this happened. And, you know, seeing the pictures of this guy on social media, you know, with his kids, you know, actually there's one picture of him in the hospital when one of his children were born. I mean, one of his children was born and he was holding the baby. You know, I was like, wow, he's a proud father. So not only is he a young 43-year-old black man, but this man you know, is a good father, obviously. He was, you know, I can't assume anything, but I'm going to go off of what I saw. I'm going to assume that a man, you know, that is there for the birth of his baby, you know, will resume to be, and presume to be a really good father. So I'm gonna leave it at that as far as that is concerned. But it was just senseless. I mean, once again, you know, the NYPD, blue, yes, blue. I know that's a show, but they are men in blue. Another senseless act. You know, it takes me back to when the African immigrant from Guinea, Amadou Diallo, was shot. Well, actually, he was shot 19 times, but the NYPD sprayed him with 41 bullets, and he was hit 19 times because they were looking for a rape suspect. And, you know, they approached him without even knowing whether he was the person they were looking for, and because he, you know, he didn't, you know, raise his hands quick enough for them, outside of his apartment, they decided to shoot him up. And then they claimed that the reason why they shot at him because he had a firearm or a weapon, and it turned out to be his wallet. And he probably was getting his wallet out to show some type of identity, which is probably, you know, usually with most people, that's the first thing they think to do when they're stopped by the police on the street, definitely in your car. The first thing you want to do is grab your wallet, get your license out. The second thing you're going to do is pull out your registration. You know, so this cop can verify everything so you can get the hell on, so they can get out of your damn face. And it's just one of those situations that it's hurtful to know that this still goes on. It's hurtful to know it probably won't stop. But somebody, you know, put on Facebook, you know, just let's keep reposting it, you know, until, you know, we can't post it no more. You know, in every case, I would be like, you know what, this is ridiculous. Y'all get over it. But this is something totally different. This is a terrible situation. And I actually have the website up, and I'm looking at the pictures from his funeral, and he was laid to rest today, by the way, people that don't know. He was funeralized at Bethel Baptist Church in Brooklyn, Borum Hill, which I'm not really sure what that is. I'm really familiar with Brooklyn, but I've never heard of that area of Brooklyn. But he was funeralized and laid to rest today in a beautiful white casket. And this is another thing. I'm looking at this article now, and it's troubling me at the fact that this is how they describe this guy. And if you want to know where to find this article, it's www.nydailynews.com. So it's the New York Daily News, you know, where everyone knows, you know, that publication. It says here the 43-year-old father and grandfather, no less, and grandfather, who had a long history of run-ins with the cops for selling untaxed cigarettes from the street corners, has been dressed in a white silk suit with turquoise cuffs. Okay. Now, the problem I have with that statement is the fact that, okay, yeah. Yeah, he was put to rest. Okay, so he had on a blue, you know, dressed in a white suit, you know, and he looked nice. He probably looked beautiful, and he was, I'm sure, peaceful. You know he's peaceful because his soul is, you know, somewhere else, and he's no longer here on this earth. But the fact that they're going to sit here in the same sentence, talk about his long time run-in with, you know, with the cops for untaxed cigarettes. And even when you scroll down this article, it even says that this guy doesn't even have a history of any other crimes other than selling cigarettes. I mean, he has no other crime. And it's just mind-boggling. And here's the video again, which I refuse to look at that ever again. I never want to see that ever again in life. You know, we know it happened. And I'm bringing awareness to it today on the Emphatic Show, which is usually, you know, a fun show. You know, it's usually a show where, you know, we played unsigned artists and underground music because we support our local come-up. You know, that's what we do. That's what we do here at Lawless, and I'm going to do that still tonight. But this is a fun show. I like to, you know, laugh. I like to have, you know, really interesting but fun topics. You know, people call in and, you know, we shoot in the breeze. It's like, you know, this is a conversation type show where you call in and we converse. It ain't, you know, even when I conduct my interviews, you know, with our guests, I don't even like to call them interviews. I like to, you know, say, I like to call them conversations. We get to know the artist. So, you know, I don't interview anyone. I'm not anyone's boss but my own. So, you know, that's how I like to, you know, parlay that. But instead, you know, I'm bringing awareness to police brutality. So, y'all, this is the topic tonight. Have you ever experienced police brutality? Or do you know anyone that has? You know the number. It is emphatic. Show. LawlessRadio.com. And you know the number is 646-478-5209. Again, that's 646-478-5209. Y'all, this mess gotta stop. I don't even want to say mess. I want to say something else, but we on prime time and I can't even go there. That's what I'm hating. But, you know, it's all good. You know, I'm getting it out now. This is my 2 hours, and for the next 2 hours, you know, we're going to talk about this police brutality and how we can make it stop. You know, we probably can't make it stop, but how we can bring awareness to it, and maybe it can, you know, it can go, you know, the amount of police brutality, you know, can come down to a minimum. Because it's never going to stop. As long as, you know, cops feel like they have the uniforms and they have the badge and they have weapons or they have guns, you know, of course they have guns, they have the batons and they have handcuffs, they can do whatever the hell they want to you. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, we can't stop the men in blue from doing their job because sometimes, you know, it could be a mistake where, you know, it could be a mistake, like the whole Amadou Diallo, but that was overkill. You shoot the man, well, you shoot at him 41 times with 19 bullets hitting him. That's enough. That's overkill. I mean, my goodness. I think, you know, Bin Laden was shot less than that. You know, you would think this guy was a terrorist. This guy was a mistaken rapist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and like I said, and let me just say this. Let me put this disclaimer out there right now. M. The Queen right now is not saying that all cops are bad and that, you know, I hate cops or I hate NYPD. I don't, because cops are here to protect and serve, and that's what they're supposed to do. But they're not here to shoot and kill unless it's absolutely necessary. And this is not necessary. This is a man that's peddling cigarettes. I mean, yeah, they were untaxed, so freaking what? You know what I'm saying? So freaking what? This man didn't even have a weapon on him. That's why I'm so fired up about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, once again, I got to repeat this. Y'all, if you have experienced police brutality or know someone that has, call in and tell us about the experience. I definitely want to know because, you know, I want to bring awareness. I want to get as many people to call in, you know, and you know, this show is recorded. So you can go back and listen to it. You can share, you know, the link with your friends so they can listen to it. We can bring awareness to as many people, you know. I mean, this link can go on and on and on. You know, it can, you know, and with our live listeners and, you know, people that's going to listen to it tonight after they get off work or in the morning. You know, I don't care. I just want to bring awareness to it. And I want to, you know, I just want it to stop. And, y'all, we have a caller. It's a New York number, 347. Who we got on the line?
Hi, cuz. This is Jeanette. I was calling in.
Hey,
how you doing? I was listening to your show, and it's true. The police, the way they treat the people. A few years ago, I don't know if you remember Sean Bell. I knew him, and they killed him. Yeah, they killed him, saying that he had a firearm and he wasn't even armed on his wedding night, the bachelor party.
Right.
At the bachelor party. So, yeah, they do. They have issues, and I live in Brooklyn, you know, so it's crazy.
That is crazy. So, cuz, while you're on the phone, you know, I know you haven't, you know, per se, experienced, you know, police brutality, but do you know of anybody that has?
Yes, I have. They stopped. They harassed my son. He's in college. He just walking through. I've seen them do it in the projects where I live at up here all the time. Like, they just harass people, some of them. Like you said, some of them is here to protect us, but some of them go above and, you know, out of whack with it. So, yes, I know I have a lot of friends that have experienced it, you know? And it's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, and another thing, too, because I know you probably don't remember, you know, you're probably, you know, you're a little bit, just a little bit younger, you know. I'm not going to tell my age, you know, I'm not ashamed of it, but I'm not going to broadcast it even unless I'm asked, you know what I'm saying? If I'm asked by the police, I give my age, hey, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've experienced this, and listeners, y'all got to hear this. I've never been, you know, attacked by police, and I've been harassed by the police where I had, you know, my purse, you know, like turned over. Literally, you know, I was going through a roadblock, and I didn't have my license on me. And I was coming through, I actually went back to change a pair of pants because I had the wrong size and left my license at home. So when I came back through, you know, there's a roadblock on my street to go to my apartment complex. So this cop, you know, he's like, you know, I said, well, sir, you know, I am who I say I am, you know. I don't know what else to tell you. And then on top of that, you know, at this particular time, they had my birth date wrong, you know, on my license. For whatever reason, they put a 1 in front of the 2. My birthday is in February. And they put a 1. Now, they had the day and the year right, but they had the month wrong. And so... I'm sitting up here trying to explain to this guy, and it was like 5 of them, you know, that, you know, and it was this big white cop that was, you know, talking to me. He's like, and he got infuriated with me because I'm like, I said, sir, you know, everything is spilling out of my wallet. You know, he's like, ma'am. And what really made me angry is when I start hearing my coins, you know, it wasn't even about the money, you know, it wasn't even about, you know, the green that was in my purse, but hearing those coins just thump the ground one by one. It just infuriated. I said, sir, you have my purse turned upside down and you're spilling everything out. He's like, ma'am, listen, you stand over there. Don't say nothing else. Don't say another word. I mean, he said it. I mean, he literally turned a different shade, which was pink, you know, and I got to throw a little humor in there. White people call us colored. No, they're colored because they turn pink, they turn red, and when they die, they turn blue. And we still stay the same color with a little bit of ash. But anyway, so, I mean, basically, you know, they literally made me leave my car there. I kid you not. Leave my car there and drive to my apartment. No, in the police car. They put me, you know, they didn't put me in handcuffs or anything like that. I wasn't under arrest. I mean, so let me just go ahead and let me put that out there. I don't want to, you know, lie and on the police department, and it was DeKalb County. So you people that live in Georgia and live in the Atlanta area, you know how the DeKalb Police Department. You know, I'm not saying all, you know, all the cops, but you know DeKalb County Police here can be they're I'm not gonna say the word I want to say. They son of a, you know, and I can't say the other word because we are prime time, but they can be horrible. You know, I mean, everything from sexual harassment, you know, I've been stopped by a cop and, you know, he thought it was cute and he didn't give me a ticket and really didn't have no reason to stop me, but passing by me, seeing me, and then, you know, get behind me saying, you know, I want to make sure your car is not stolen. The same car that is sitting here while the police is taking me down to my apartment. I'm in the back of a squad car because I don't have my license on me. Mm-hmm. Now, I had license. And then, of course, you know, on my registration, it said, you know, my birth date was the same as on my license. So what wound up happening, make the story shorter, is I had to go to my apartment, and literally the police officer followed me into my apartment where I had to go get my birth certificate. I had to get my child. She was home. She was a teenager by that time, but she was home, and I don't even think that she was in the living room. I think she might have been in her room. I was like, God forbid that my child is sitting up here in the living room watching TV, and this big, strong, strapping cop come in here with me, you know, and she doesn't know what's going on because she's going to panic. I know she would have. Because I know my child, and any other child would have done the same thing. You know, when mommy's gone, oh, my goodness, you know. So, yeah, I had to get my birth certificate and prove that I was who I said I was. And it was just a horrible situation. But that's not really what I wanted to say, but it just it popped into my mind when I was about to tell what I was going to, you know, the story I was going to tell. We actually, and my cousin that's on the phone now, we have a cousin, first cousin that was back in the, I want to say the late 80s, was harassed by a cop. And she was a female, and she was actually beaten by the cop. And as a result of being beat by the cop, you know, she wound up, I think, you know, some way, somehow, which is pretty easy to do, in my opinion, some way, somehow, you know, it got to her mind. It really tore her mind up, you know, till she turned to drugs for many, many years. And, you know, I can kind of understand that. Being beat by the cop, you know, somebody that's supposed to protect and serve you, you know, I mean, but then you are a female on top of that. So you don't think that females are prone to being beat by police officers. Mm-hmm. Wrong, because they are. They don't give a damn. In fact, there is some footage that's floating around on social media where this young girl is, you know, being, you know, kicked and punched by the police. She's on the ground, on the side of the road. I saw some of the video and I couldn't watch no more. I said, this is enough for 2 days. This is enough brutality, because I got something else I wanted to report as well that's surfacing on social media. But yeah, so, I mean, you know, she turned to drugs for a long time, but thank God she's clean, and, you know, and she has God in her life, and that's the best, you know, that's the best way to, you know, the best outcome from, you know, an ordeal like that. But yeah, I mean, because, you know, you probably don't remember, but this actually happened to one of our cousins. And then, you know, I've had cousins, you know, that, you know, live in the same area and, you know, in the same state, which is New Jersey, that's been harassed by the cops because, you know, they've probably been in a little trouble before. You know, I know one cousin told me, you know, he's like, you know, he had been in trouble, been, you know, locked up a couple times, and just because, you know, they see his face and they see him on the street, they want to harass him. You know, that ain't right.
Yeah.
You know, if a person has served their time, you know, let the person serve their time. If you don't see them doing anything, you see them on the street, if they're not bothering nobody, you don't see, you know, where, you know, there could be a weapon under their clothes, why are you effing with them? You know what I'm saying? You know, and then it just really it hits home because it's family. You know, you don't want to hear about your family, you know, getting slammed by the cops and stuff, but that's happened to quite a few cousins of mine. You know, even in North Carolina, that's happened to a few cousins of mine. So, you know, it's just a terrible situation. And, you know, I mean, did you want to add something else, Cuz, to you know, what we're talking about today, which is police brutality?
Just that, you know, it needs to stop. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We losing our young black men, our black men behind it. It needs to really stop. That's what I'm going
to
add right now.
I mean, you can see I'm fired up. I'm probably stuttering a little bit because I am fired up. You know, it's like, I really wanted to talk about this, and, you know, I was kind of calm, you know, for the last few days. I'm like, well, but it's still been in my mind and just thinking about those pictures I saw and, you know, and I'm still seeing, you know, and it just takes me back to, you know, things I've heard about in the past, even back to Rodney King. You know, I mean, I can't even imagine. I want to know how can us bring awareness to this can make it stop. I don't know that it'll ever stop, but I want to know. At least we can try. At least we can try, you know, by talking about it more often, you know, hold more rallies and stuff. And I'm on this website. I'm still on, you know, New York Daily News website, and I'm, you know, seeing where Reverend Al Sharpton, you know, of course, you know, he's always in the midst of something, but this is a good thing to be in the midst of, because, it, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, if he is an opportunist, but this is a terrible situation. You know, he did speak at the ceremony, from what I understand, which I'm reading here. You know, I don't really see pictures, but I'm just going by, you know, the news that's reported here. But and I'm still looking at pictures on this website of him at I believe this is a Yankees game, him and his wife. I'm like, it says him and his wife, happier times. That's what it says up under the picture, happier times. What the hell do you mean by happier times?
times are over for him. There's no more time left. So, you know, New York Daily News, you could have kept that damn caption. You could have kept the comment where he said that, you know, he had several run-ins with the cops about, you know, selling untaxed cigarettes. That does not have anything to do with nothing. That does not, you know, it's meaningless. You know, those things are so unimportant right now, you know, because the man is gone. So now we need to say good things about him and you know, and his you know, the fact that he's gone. You know, we need to say good things about him. You know, obviously there were some good things about him, you know, before he died, you know. So what, he sold some cigarettes. I mean, I'm looking at, you know, some things that people said about him and, you know, him being a father. I didn't even know he was a grandfather. You know, I didn't even know that until I read this article. And then I'm looking at a picture of his wife, you know, just at their Staten Island home, just, you know, mourning. She's in tears here. So, I mean, it's just something that I swear, you know. But we got another caller here. Cuz, you stay on the line. We have another caller here, a 404 number. That's Atlanta. Who we got on the line? 404? Who we got on the line? Can you hear me? M. The Queen got you on the line. Is there time to speak or forever hold your peace? All right, so he doesn't want to say anything. But, y'all, I mean, I'm going to go and play some music here. Definitely, y'all, if you're tuning in and you saw my Facebook post, my Twitter post, and, you know, and also my LinkedIn post, you know, I post it on all my social medias as I do every week, you know, when I do advertise about the show, you know, letting you know that it's coming on. You know, I definitely posted my topic everywhere. And that's something I usually don't do is post my topic. But, hey, I felt, you know, this was a justified reason and a justified subject. So, y'all, police brutality is a topic. And the question is, have you been a victim of police brutality and do you know anyone that has? If so, call in 646-478-5209. We about to play some Shane Douglas, Main Chick, y'all. Tune in to Lawless.
What up, man? It's your boy, man. I'm out here looking for my main chick. Yup. I think I got her. We'll see. Let's go. Let's play my tape, man. Here you go.
Come on. I need a main chick. Hold her, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. Hold her by the dollar, she don't play around.
I need a main chick for me. My swag. She compliments the kids, wipes the rims through my bag. I'm downtown finest, I'm looking for my corporate thug. I'm slick how I pull her, she like in my Kanye drug. Girl, I'm wavy, I'm sorta like a big deal. Treat you like a star, both on the town, 5-star meals. Now we playing house, like us to say daddy's home. Be there for you, like the heat from your present cone. She my B, I'm her J, so what's next? To top it all off, she likes rough ass sex, yes. Kinda sedity, I like how that ass is jiggle. Take care of home, request that you ask, that's simple. I'm a breadwinner, bona fide hustler. I move what I work, I tell you cause I trust ya. My franchise player, my point guard, a center. No need to draft a rookie cause my role player's a winner.
I need a main chick. Hold on, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. Call her by the dollar, she don't play around.
I need a
The curl of her lips, the tats up her thighs. The dimples on her cheeks, the sandals on her pretty feet. A few flaws, but the benefits are plentiful. The story that we share makes the outcomes memorable. I do for her, she do for me, the same conclusion. Y'all copy what we had, can't keep up because we're moving. We're like the stories in your favorite author's book. Yeah, she tells me that I'm charming, I tell her she's a crook. I tell her she my Michelle Obama swag, perfect. Inauguration ball, first dance, it was worth it. The keys to the city, my last name's for grab. Shopping down that Fips, Fendi, Prada, Gucci bag. It was you to my last breath. You're a part of my rib and half of my kid.
I need a main check. Hold on, hold me down. Compliment my swag and always be around. Hold up by the dollar, she don't play around.
My main chick, the reason I keep my sneakers nice. She walks the walk, keeps me striving to the top. She's boosting up my legacy like Diddy's sister Rock.
Hey, you got a main chick? I think I got one.
You might be a keeper. Might be.
Oh, that guitar sounds so good.
Yes, it does. I think I'm gonna take the next few bars off.
Yeah, I know that was me.
Billy Ray and the Valentine.
I need a main check. Hold on, hold me down. Couple of men, my swag and always be around. Hold up by the dollar, she don't play around. I need a main check for me.
Oh yeah, about that time you get.
Follows the poverty-stricken lyricism cooking inside of your kitchen. Prodigal vision, prodigal son. Like I jumped out of religion, landed in the river for spiritual cleansing. Henchmen I run with, grow with, fly with. Timbos and closet, rather live poor than die rich. Dance never minded me, kill my change, make it rain. Once they on that pole, horizontally. When I go, where the next homie cry for me? Bicker inside of me, got me spinning. Crib flooded with women, demented poems deploying. At the moment I'm lamping, Howard to Stanford, Pacific to the tide on Atlantic, money in mansions, homies killed, driving with advances, top of the villa, massages on a tropical village, block with gorillas that stick ya, hit your frame, bloody your chain, had your cross upside down like your worship wicker. What I'm spitting be giving them hell. What a pack aim to kill. Animal gang, home of the champion kings. Hustling muddy, burning tough in front of my tummy. To understand me is the vigilante. Bullets land a full circle panoramic. Examine the way my name's branded on ya. I do this for the kids that hold heat. Harassed by the police. Nice stick swing, hit your obliques. That take me back like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Parolee, shackled by the ankles, walking slow speed. Try to scare a straight and getting cold feet. They smoke weed, otherwise they don't breathe. I block it out just like a soccer goalie. Black tongue's a Klansman's trophy. We do it to ourselves when we banging each other while we remain in the gutter, strip the fabric. Hungry savages, aristocratic brain. Aristotle when them hoddles split your cabbage. The disguise amongst the madness. I pray for that sun to shine. Living is a torture, many wanna die.
The misfit. You see the streets have me stressed, something trouble.
While I ride through the drama.
Oh shit,
what I'm spitting be giving them hell. The misfit.
Have me stressed, something trouble.
While I ride through the drama.
Oh,
run, what, What a packed year. My paper calculated. Same moment your bank evacuated. Lies is televised, so envy is my admiration. Taking flicks with their homes as they photograph with Satan. Eyes hazy, spaced out as Macy Gray is. Nighttime, day man, stressed to the gray hairs. Arriving on my dome, yo. Pull out the tray, Ocho. Rooms is cloudy, tombs around me. That's why I'm morbid. All the drugs, we soak it up and absorb it. For the boys that don't listen, they pay the morgue visits. Morticians, more victims, more metamorph, we miss them. Could be a whole ab and not one person snitching. 8-9 Tennessee, but that only mean Memphis. Don't mistake associates for a true friendship. The ones that say you closest with, the first ones to get you. Only one to hang around just for your lynching. When you say your top five, I'm the first one they mention. The misfit.
See the streets have me stressed, something trouble. While I rub and fly through the drama.
Oh shit, what I'm spitting be giving them hell. The misfit.
See the streets have me stressed, something trouble.
While I rub and fly through the drama. One word a pack aim to kill. The misfit. Ride through the drama. The misfit. I'm not your average kid, giving them hell. The misfit. Ride through the drama.
Something terrible.
The misfit. I'm not your average kid, giving them hell.
Something terrible.
All these bad girls, all the sweet bad girls, none of the bad girls, whole lot of bad girls. All these bad girls, all the sweet bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, ain't they bad girls?
First off, I got these bad girls, and for a while now I had her. Thought she was the baddest, then I saw one better. My girl, she love me, and I love her back, but these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear, everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she gets it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. No, I'm supposed to.
All these bad girls, all the bad girls, all the bad girls, whole lot of bad girls. All these bad girls, all the bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, and they're bad girls.
Oh, everywhere I look, they surround me. And sometimes they be all on me. And I know it's plain to see that I like them B-A-D.
Oh. I like them bad. And that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants.
This temptation, I can't fight it. No, no.
Thank you.
raps got hard, you was closer than kin. With the flaws and downfalls, you never worried about them. Say you always stay true, you did everything that you said you would do. Even the times you should have left, you always stay true. You always had my back, you always stayed down. So I'm repping for you now, but I remember when things wasn't all so sweet. Them late night texts, me sneaking out the sheets. Yeah, I know I broke your heart, but this I swear, you always was clean, them other girls was just there. Yeah, I know, I moved around too much. And yeah, I know, I even hit the club too much. But you know, I always came back to you. And no matter the situation, I'm always gonna be down for you.
I don't know, will you be down for me? Keep hiding, it just feels so right.
Cold shoulder, I call it tough love just to show you that I love you. Like Pac said, just me and my chick, we ride to the end. Yeah, that's it, you all I need in this world. Baby girl, I'm rich, long as we don't mess it up and have people in our shit. But let's just stick to the script, us against the world, body and clad tip. You my body without the gangster, but that's alright. Cause if it came to that, you would still try to ride. And that's why I love you so. And that's the real reason I never let you go. Just remember, I always came back to you. It don't matter the situation, I'll always be down for you.
I wanna know, will you be down for me?
Yes, I will.
It's something that we just keep hiding.
Yeah.
It just feels so good.
Your man, he the main one on his knee.
Really?
So wrong. She say I'm a dog, but I guess I ought to get my robe on. Colder than a polar, sipping cola in a snowstorm. Choking my opponents, leave their head hurt, so warm. Uh-huh, get the party jumping like a gun pop. Beats is what I eat, so an NPC is like my lunchbox. My style of a sign on the door, this it don't knock. Women say they love him, they like OMG, he's so hot. If you love a fight, I'd be like, she better go, boy. Cause my gun's deeper than James Earl Jones, boy. You a soft pet. I'm a known threat. Beat every song like Donkey Kong's chest. Truthfully, I tell you no lies. The people call me Mr. Big and it's because of my size. Somewhat a surprise, yeah, it's one heck of a sight. And now she on me trying to get my TNT to ignite. Doing things I don't think that I should. Catch me playing lame with my hand on wood. So sick, man, got a brother like, tell me, is that bad? Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper, bad, 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 super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Bad, bad, super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper,
Your girl play my song, she get super duper hype. Money sky high, yours Oompa Loompa hype. Grow a money tree where I eat the food of life. Ballin' all day, sleep walking through the night. Heavyweight champ, ain't no stealing my belt. Lock the bathroom door, cause yo, I'm feeling myself. That's what I do, rock a lot of jewels, lot of ice. Bed intruder, homie, hide your chick, hide your wife. Get your weight up or get ate up. Life is a chick and I need money to date her. I ain't got class, but getting women's a major. No memory card, so I guess I won't save her. I got a lot of haters right here in the front row, but they would never convo with their head honcho. I ain't Japanese, but they call me Hungo, Hungo. Looking for a thumb young jumbo.
Okay, bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper.
I'm fresh to death, yeah, I'm a dead man walking. Fresher than a suit and bow tie, die, sucker. Like assalamu alaikum, bean pie, my brother. Bad to the biz on, I yell and I holler. Yeah, I'm super duper bad, and I'll be better tomorrow. Go ahead.
Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper.
Yes, Queen M is back. She is I and I am her. Y'all, it's Emphatic Wednesday. It's the Emphatic Show on lawlessradio.com. Yes, thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all, we just played Main Chick, Shane Donovan. He's Lawless Family, as I always say every week, because I always got to play some Lawless family music, no doubt. We also played Something Terrible by my homeboy, Seneca the Misfit, repping B-Mo, DMB Aria, as they say, Aria. We played Bad Girls by B.J. Bowers, Be Down For Me, a Young Holla, Been Around the World, D-Y-M-E, and All Bad. Who's bad? Super bad. That's my joint, y'all. That is really my joint. Every time I hear, I'm telling you, I know I say this every week because I play it a lot,
But that song reminds me so much of Snoop Dogg. I mean, every time I think about Drop It Like It's Hard, Drop It Like It's Hard. But anyway, that's what it is, y'all. But also, I want to let you know that it's kind of bittersweet because I'm happy to do this. I am actually premiering another one of my joints. Now, y'all hear my joint at the beginning, my homeboy Aunt Peso featuring me and the Queen. Living the life, you know, that's one of my theme songs, and I'll be switching it up on you very soon here. But I'm going to premiere my song, Jim and Chrissy Love. This song, you know, basically, not really a dedication, but it was more or less inspired by just, you know, I'm a little cheesy. I got a little cheesy side to me, y'all. Yes, I do. I have a little mozzarella stuck in my ears. You know, I tend to like, you know, I like, you know, reality shows. That's, you know, break the monotony for me working as hard as I do. And I do love Jim and Chrissy. I love Jim Jones and I love Chrissy. I love their, you know, their relationship on camera. You never know how a relationship is behind closed doors, but I just see what I see on camera. And I'm not the one to covet. I don't say I want that, but, you know, it would be nice to have something that makes you feel as good as the way they make each other feel good. So it was basically inspired by, you know, just watching them on camera. And actually, Chrissy's best friend, Talia Cole, who is also Trey Song's stylist, his fashion stylist, she, you know, I gave the song to her last year and let her hear it. She loved it. And y'all, let me tell you, she did what she said she was going to do. She let Chrissy and Jim hear it that same night, and Chrissy cried. I was like, what? You mean, wait a minute. First of all, Jim Jones from Dipset, who Dipset I love more, and Cameron, who I love more than life itself. Dipset all together, but Cameron, that's a whole other story, y'all. That's another story for another show. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, it made her cry, and she was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what Chrissy, you know, told her to, you know, tell me thank you. She really appreciated it. She appreciated the love, and man, it's just like, you know, it was recorded a couple years ago, but it's, you know, it might be old to some people that you know about the song, but, you know, it ain't old until it's gotten to millions of people, the masses. So I'm definitely will be releasing it on my album. Yeah, it's M.E. Yeah, so definitely I say it's bittersweet because, you know, we're talking about our topic today, which is police brutality. You know, I'm still saddened by, you know, the murder. Now I use the word murder loosely because that's what it was. You know, NYPD, you know, killed a man who begged for his life by saying he couldn't breathe because he was asthmatic, and him being over 350 pounds. I just went back and read it. He was 350 pounds, not 400 pounds, but doesn't matter. It's only 50 pounds difference. But he's a big man, and they choked him out, and it was an illegal chokehold. Something that the police have been doing a lot of lately, y'all. I mean, I got another story for you. You know, I got some callers here on the line, y'all. I see y'all, so you just hang on tight. You know, I know you're gonna tell me some stories, or you just might just be tuning in to support M. Either way, I really appreciate it. But I got another story that's been surfacing on social media, and I actually caught it on Facebook. Young black man, once again, in New York, Lexington Avenue, and I think that is Lexington Avenue. It's either Brooklyn or Harlem, but I'm going to say, well, either way, it's New York City. Young black man was beaten. I actually saw this video, too. I don't want to see these type of videos. I try to just, like, but I couldn't help it. I just, you know, I said, you know what, it's just going to add to what I'm, you know, making awareness to today. He was beaten at the 116th Street and Lexington Avenue train station in New York City. And some, of course, people caught it on, you know, with on tape. Well, not tape, but, you know, they used their video cameras, camera phones. And they recorded it. So this minister in New York City named Minister Kelmy Rodriguez is trying to bring awareness to this situation by, you know, putting it on social media, and he's asking for a witness to come up, step up, and say what you saw so we can, you know, we can definitely get these officers reprimanded, you know. I mean, it probably won't be hard to do if people just step up, come up. You know, if you saw it, say something. Call the, you know, call the department, I mean, that particular area department, because I'm sure those police, you know, they patrol that area all the time. So if y'all saw this man beaten at 116th Street and Lexington Avenue by the New York PD. Just you know, come forward, say something, and bring awareness to it. You know, reach out to Minister Kelmy Rodriguez, y'all. And I'm sure there's something, you know, somewhere on a website that you can go to. I don't have that information, but I have enough information where if you saw it, you can come forward and definitely, you know, bring awareness and get these officers, you know, off the street and home without pay and taking a step further. Fire, like Donald Trump would do you if you mess up and come to his boardroom and he fires you, just like that. I see we have a 919 caller. That means 919, that's the triangle area of North Cackalack, which is my home state, y'all. If they've been holding for a while. 919, who we got on the line? 919, who we got on the line? 702.
Sandy Smith.
You got who?
Sandy Smith.
Well, hello, Sandy Smith. How are you, doll?
No, I was going to be on the radio, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when people call in and stuff and I see your number, I'm going to bring you in. You know, just, you know, if you just want to just, you know, say hello or shout somebody out, hey, I'm going to bring you in. If you call in the Emphatic Show, you know, M, you know, is known for keeping it real, and you know that, you know, just by checking me out on social media, being my friend on Facebook, you know, I keep it all the way real, and I keep it all the way live, too, so I'm not shy, you know, it's radio, we don't see you, so, but y'all, let me just tell you guys, she's married, she's taken, but she's a beautiful woman. That's Sandy Smith. So, Sandy, what's going on? If somebody, y'all, let me just tell you, I have not physically seen this person, this beautiful lady, probably since 92, maybe 93 at the most, but not later than that, not later than that. How you been?
I've been fine. I've been good. You know I'm shy, so I didn't know I was going to be on radio.
Well, that's so all right. You know what? You want to give a quick shout-out because we got some more callers holding. You want to give a quick shout-out? That's cool with me. I really appreciate you calling in and definitely representing for the 919, you know, the triangle area, which I grew up in. But, you know, my home, you know, my actual home is 252, which is Eastern North Carolina. But definitely, you know, I appreciate you calling in and showing your love. So if you want to give a shout-out to that Mr. Smith or that beautiful twin of yours and beautiful daughter who was piping, song and dance his ass off.
Yes, I give a shout-out to my husband, Marvin Smith, and my sister, Candy McCauley, and my cousin, Omar Sheree Evans. His birthday is today. So shout-out to him.
Oh, happy birthday, Omar, one of the best styles in North Carolina, or maybe on the eastern coast.
Yes. I'm really enjoying the show.
I appreciate that. No doubt. Well, Sandy, I really appreciate you calling in. If you want to stick around, we got some more callers. No, listen to the rest of the show. I mean, we've got less than an hour, but, yeah, we're going to get it in. So thank you for calling in, Sandy. I really appreciate it. And we got a, we got a 404 on the line. We're gonna bring it back down to Georgia, actually the Atlanta area. 404, who we got on the line? 404-447. Don't make me shout out your whole phone number now.
You shot my phone number out, but I swear to God, I didn't hit that number one. I'm just listening.
Now, this sounds like the voice of another lawless family member. Could I be right?
Absolutely. I'm in here laid up and trying to get this last-minute information out because I come on right behind you, and I'm just trying to fight this bad cold I got.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you feel bad tonight. You know, I hope you feel better. You know, since you're on the line, we got BMO Slim on the line. He comes on next, just like you just said, 11 o'clock, the BMO Slim Experience. He's another Lawless Radio host and also my Lawless Radio brother, you know, no doubt. You know, the topic tonight is police brutality. I mean, have you ever experienced it? You know anybody has experienced? Because you're from Atlanta. I'm not from here. Because I know you know somebody that's been, you know, brutalized, you know, for lack of a better term, from the police.
I can say this with all honesty. Fortunately for me, in my circle, we have not had to encounter any police brutality. And it's so funny because with this being a current event and a hotbed topic, we're covering the same topic tonight. I didn't know. It just so happened to be a coincidence that I was, you know, supporting our family of radio shows here at Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, and Lawless Radio After Dark, and I just so happened to be checking you out, not knowing what you were actually talking about tonight. And like I said, ironically enough, there I am talking about the same thing tonight. No, I haven't had any issues with police brutality down here, nobody that I know of off the top of my head that I can recall. I did have a situation, though, where I had a friend of mine that was shot in his back by a store, one of those Quickie Mart type cats, you know what I'm saying? The Apu's from Tennessee.
Go ahead and say Abu and Ishmael and Akbar. Go ahead and say it. This is Lawless. You know we keep it all the way live, and it's definitely emphatic.
Absolutely. I have to turn all the way up, though, on After Dark. I can't, you know, we still in that prime time. So, you know, I got to keep it clean. But there have been instances with the police. It's different in New York, and I've never stepped one foot on New York soil, so I can't really say for any certainty what it is and how the landscape is out there. I just have my friends out there who tell me how it is, and, you know, with the past mayors that they've had serving term there, and how they cut down on guns, and, you know, you get caught with a gun in New York, they're going to hide you. I think it's something like a mandatory five, or it might have changed from that. You know, it might have gotten worse, but, I mean, it's like the way they have it cut, the way they have it laid out up that way is very, very stringent. So I try to keep out of places like that. You know, LAPD, New York PD, these police departments, that have bad reputations are people that I don't want to be, you know, associated with. Hell, it's bad enough here in Clayton County.
Y'all know about Clayco. You know, if you're not from here, you know, if you don't live here, Clayco is like, you know, that is not a place you want to get locked up. That's not a place you want to get stopped by the police. You know, you always going to be, you know, stopped by, what's the crime? Driving while black.
Driving while black.
And just breathing while black. How about that? I'll just generalize it and just put it out there.
You're gonna get profiled, but I mean, the thing is that here, I would say Clayton County is probably the second worst county as far as, you know, police and how they do what they do out here, Victor Hill, and, you know, some of the scandal that he got caught up in. See, that's my problem with the police departments here locally, is that the ones who are supposed to be in charge of everything and keeping everything on the up and up and making sure that they have the most impeccable, spotless rapport with the public, the same public that they're supposed to be protecting and serving, the ones who are supposed to be in charge of all that are the ones neck deep in corruption. You know, we had Sidney Dorsey out there in DeKalb County years ago. Victor Hill, always in the news down here in Clayton County. I don't even know who runs Cobb County, but Cobb County, for your listeners who aren't familiar familiar with how things are going here locally, Cobb County is probably the worst county that you want to get locked up in.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then it's Clayton County.
Tell them why,
Demo. Yeah, I mean, I've had my fair share of tours of jail, so I know what I'm talking about.
You know, let me just say this, y'all. He's talking about Cobb County, which, you know, consists of Marietta, Smyrna, Vining. You know, East Cobb is a very rich area, which, you know, is, you know, predominantly, you know, white, but, you know, there's a lot of black rich people that live in East Cobb, and I know a lot of people that live in East Cobb. I even have an ex-boyfriend, you know, that live out in East Cobb, you know. Shout out to him. He knows who I'm talking about. I'm sure he's listening. But anyway, you know, Cobb County is huge on racial profiling. I mean, they'll stop you for any little thing. You know, I mean, you better not speed going down South Cobb Drive. I mean, you better not make a legal U-turn on Cobb Parkway because somebody, I mean, there's a cop sitting somewhere. I mean, whether it's at a Starbucks or, you know, maybe on the side of a Dunkin' Donuts or Waffle House, you don't even know it. And the next thing you know, they come flying out on the highway, nearly killing, you know, just innocent, you know, drivers, you know, just, you know, cruising down the boulevard. And you know, and they're gonna catch it. A Negroid. You know, I can't say the N word. You know, I'm still prime time. I can't get live like BMO Slim because he's after dark. But I mean, Cobb County is a beautiful place, a beautiful place to live. It really is. A school district. Everything is beautiful about it. You know, except when you get to Delk Road. But you know, that's just one you know, road. I the whole county. But yeah, I mean,
it's a nice place to live.
I think they wanted to stay that way, so you know, they just tried to, you know, either and
This is what I want to throw in the mix. It's like for some unforeseen reason, and I haven't been able to put my thumb on it. We don't have those police brutality issues like that here locally that I see on the news and things of that nature. At least not to the degree that we see them elsewhere, and I have to wonder what that attribute, right. You know, what's that attributed to, you know. There's another instance that I'll be talking about tonight. Somebody forwarded me, I think it was my co-host, Miss Elite, shout her out. She forwarded me a link where it was another incident where a cop, I think he kicked a lady in the vagina, and she died.
Oh, my God. Oh wow!
So I have the link, and if everybody's listening, you know, and everybody wants to, you know, all the fans of the Emphatic Show, if you want to migrate over and check me out at 11 o'clock, I will be breaking that down as well. Like, we're not just talking about Eric Garner; we're using him as the spearhead to get into this whole topic. So we'll be talking about other instances as well, other high profile cases that have either been to court or not been to court, how it played out. We'll be discussing all of that, because I'm just wondering at what point in time are we going to get off of Facebook posting all of this stuff? When are we going to stand up and fight?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying earlier. You know, I mean, like, you know, everybody was saying that we're going to post this Eric Garner, you know, this footage, you know, we're going to keep posting it. We're going to keep sharing it. Okay, that's
right.
One thing to share, but we need to get out here and do some rallies. Not just Al Sharpton, you know, his permed ass just, you know, leading a rally. Not just him. We need to be, you know, marching downtown Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Gays march every year. You know what I'm saying? They have their gay rally. Why can't we have a rally to stop violence? We need to do more of that.
Because if we've done that,
enough cities do it, and enough people do it. I think it can make a little bit of a difference. I mean, you know what? A little bit of a difference is better than us sitting on our asses and not doing anything at all. That's just my opinion.
How about this? How about we stop marching? We've been marching to the point where we didn't have bricks thrown at our heads, dogs sicked on us, and water sprayed on us. We should be tired of marching. Marching ain't done nothing. What we need to do is
adopt the mindset. My lawless brother, I'm going to have to beg to differ, because if it wasn't for, you know, the civil rights movement, which went on for...
That was a different time and a different era.
I feel what you're saying. It's kind of a double-edged sword. You can look at it, you know, the glass half empty or half full, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm just an optimist, and I just look at it. Not even just being an optimist. I'm very faithful. I have a lot of faith in God. So my faith tells me that if enough people, and we do it more often, that, you know, these things can, you know, because God, you know, if he's in the midst of something, you know, of course, miracles happen every day. You know, if God is in the midst, I don't mean to get too spiritual, and I'm not going to get too spiritual, but I will say this. If God is in the midst of it, you know, a change will come. A change will come. It might not be, you know, it might not stop, and it might not come to a screeching halt, but, you know, at least it'll minimize, you know, the brutality, and you know, we won't have to talk about so many situations because it's not happening as much, you know?
I'm just going to leave you with this, give you a little piece of information, something to just kind of play with in your mind.
No doubt.
We've done the marching. We've done everything. Mm-hmm. What haven't we done? You know what I'm saying? We need to start looking at what we haven't done now. And I'm of the mindset I want to adopt the principles of the Black Panther Party. I'm not saying get out here, shoot a cop, you know, anything like that. But I'm not ruling it out either. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we have to have some of us that are willing to throw ourselves on those landmines. We have to have some of us that are willing to sacrifice ourselves and throw ourselves on the train track to show these people we aren't playing with you anymore. period.
Exactly. So what are you suggesting then?
I just suggested it. We have to have some of us that are willing to throw ourselves on the landmine and be the ones to have to stand before a judge and say, yeah, I had to blow this cop's brain out because he wouldn't get off of my sister, he wouldn't get off my mother, he wouldn't get off my brother. We already know the police departments are the biggest gangs out.
Right. So what you're telling me is we need to beget violence with violence?
I'm saying fight fire with fire. Turn the other cheek doesn't do anything but just expose your other cheek.
Okay. I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you think they want everybody to turn their guns in? Why do you think that they want everybody to, you know, remove the male figure from the households and things of that nature? It's to leave us exposed and vulnerable.
I totally agree. That's why they're throwing black men in jail all the time, you know, because
absolutely
they won't
right
be, you know, a man in a household. It'll be just a woman. And you know, it's going to be just like it was back when men used to just, like, abandon their women and just, you know, go have multiple families and stuff like that. I mean, I get that. I get all that. But, you know, I mean, you're right in everything that you're saying, because I'm one of those people, I'm not going to sit here in front. M is one thing about M ain't gonna front for no one. I don't give a damn. You know, I can say damn. But you know, I'm one of those people that fight fire with fire. I always had that mentality. But
right,
I also have a mentality of fighting fire with words. So you can blow out a fire with enough air. Not hot air, but mm-hmm air. You know, and when I say air, and air represents, you know, my intelligence, you know, by the words that I say and you know, how I verbalize things. You know, I'm one of those people that you don't want to, you know, you definitely don't want to get into a physical fight with me, because I'm telling y'all, if people have not seen me, I'm very athletic built, and, you know, I'm not, you know, a huge woman, but I'm very physically strong. But also, I have a very strong mind, too. I have a diabolical wordplay that's out of this world. So you don't want to play word chess with me, because I will be the wrong person. And like I said, I do believe in, you know, to a degree, I believe, you know, sometimes violence can, you know, it can push people away. You know, it can push if you do get a little. Some of you have to handle them like that. You know, I'm not saying
right
that you need to handle the police like that. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm not, you know, saying it out of. I'm saying it because I don't want to see another black brother, because he's pointing a gun at a cop, and there's about five or six more of them shooting back at him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
And that's what we can't leave that brother. And that's what I'm saying. We can't leave that brother out there to fight that fight by himself. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a tendency, because our leaders have all been murdered and mm-hmm taken from us, that was done as mind control, to keep us at bay,
yeah,
so none of us even feel like wanting to rise up and take their place. And that's the
absolutely
condition of the black mind now. The black mind is so afraid to stand up and take fight, you know what I'm saying, because of what has been done to our leaders in the past, that they got us where they want us. And I understand what you're saying about being intelligent. I've gotten out of many tickets and many DUIs and things like that by showing these cops that I have a degree of intelligence, and I know how to
speak
to them and things like that. But at the end of the day, they don't care how smart or how many degrees you got. You still black, and you're going to get treated as such.
Absolutely. And let me just say this, BMO, you know, like what you said earlier, you know, it's a coincidence that we're covering the same topic. No, we're not, because great minds think alike, and we all have the same thing. A lot of us have the same thing on our mind, and that's right now is stop this police brutality or bring awareness to it. So it's not coincidental. You know, it's a good thing that once I get off air at 10 o'clock, then there's going to be more discussion about it and more awareness. So that's really a good thing. And, you know, I appreciate you calling in and, you know, just give me your views, you know, because you always, you know, you're intelligent, brother. That's why I say what I said, you know, to kind of bring that out of you and stuff. And also,
thanks,
you know, to,
thanks,
you know, tell you how I handle things. Y'all know, no doubt. I mean, I call a spade. I keep it all the way real. But so definitely, you know, thank you for calling. I really, really appreciate it. And
I appreciate you
know, just kind of like changing, not really changing the subject, but I know you got some news. You know, you're not kind of read some things, you know, in the last day or so. You got some things, some new ventures going on. You want to tell us about them?
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't even going to speak on that. But I appreciate it. Yeah, we just – right on. Well, through the blessing of the chairman, he afforded me the opportunity to take advantage of an opportunity that was presented to me from Vic Excel, who's new to Lawless Radio. His show comes on Thursdays at 11:30 on Lawless Radio After Dark. But Vic and I go way back from our days where basically I was featured on RottenDirtyRadio.com pretty heavily. He's played a lot of my records and stuff like that over the past. But once he came on our, platform and whatever, it kind of opened up his eyes to something. And he was like, let me afford somebody else the same opportunities that TL and Lawless Entertainment afforded me. So long story short, I'm broadcasting a new show Mondays at noon on RottenDirtyRadio.com, and it's called High Noon Radio. And basically all we do is just play the hottest in independent hip-hop, rap, R&B. I try to play all the good stuff. I have had a number of submissions come through. I want to thank everybody who's listening who has submitted something. And we just go hard for 30 minutes every Monday at noon called High Noon Radio. And I just try to play the stuff that ain't nobody else going to play.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that's something, you know what? When you think I'm not noticing, I notice. That, especially when someone is doing something big, when someone is advancing, especially a person with the same skin color as me and the same race as me, I don't care if you're not Lawless. You know, I'm going to bring, if you call into the Emphatic Show, you got something, that's going on. I'm going to bring attention to it because, how else are we going to get it out there, the information out there? The people that's listening to the Emphatic Show might not be familiar with the BMO Slim Show. So, I could have my listeners, tune in and vice versa. If I had something going on, I would hope, if I called in, it would
right
be reciprocated. Which I know would. So, I saw that yesterday, actually, and read it, and I actually congratulated you. That was one of the first things I did, but I said, definitely I was going to shout you out anyway, regardless of whether you call. And just, put that out there. Another Lawless family member is doing something major, something huge. So,
it's a
sharing that information
me.
With us.
With me being an artist, I did not want to come and do another show that was just playing music. So when I first got with Lawless, we talked about doing a talk radio segment, and that has been my bread and butter because anybody who's been on my page know I love to debate. I love to say the stuff that everybody else is not going to say and things like that. So that was the premise behind. Yeah, absolutely. That was the premise behind the BMO Slim Experience. But after some time, I'm just around so many artists. I mean, Atlanta's a hotbed for it, So it's like I'm around so many artists. I hear all this dope music, and I'm like, I got to get it to the people, man. So, we were able to do that. So for all of your listeners, any artist who wants another platform to have your music heard, email me at thebemoslimexperience@gmail.com. That's BEEMOESLIM experience, thebemoslimexperience@gmail.com. Make sure your music has been properly mixed, professionally mastered. Make sure it is tagged and ID'd so I don't mispronounce your name or the name of your record. And we'll get it played if it's hot. We only play the uncut dope.
I love it. Well, BMO, I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Congratulations.
You're hearing it first. You're hearing it live. You're hearing it on Emphatic Show. We got some more callers, but I want to go ahead and get into my new joint. It's really not new, but it's new to people that have not heard it. It's called Jim and Chrissy Love. I see I got some callers waiting. So when I premiere my song, y'all just hold on there. And we're going to get back into our topic. And if you got some experiences, or if you experienced police brutality, or you know someone that has, y'all know the number. It's Lawless. It's the Emphatic Show, 646-478-5209, y'all. I'm about to get into this song. It's Lawless, y'all.
Hey.
Make it go round, merry go round. That was my boy MVM. But before that, I played one of my joints. It's not really new, but this is the first time I've ever played it on the Emphatic Show or Lawless Radio at all. And so this is the song I was telling you about earlier that it was basically inspired by Jim Jones and Chrissy, his fiance.
caught up in that show and just kind of, you know, caught up in, you know, the moment of, you know, all that crying and engagement rings and proposals and stuff. And it just gave me an idea for a song. And Trey's song stylist, Talia Coles, which is Chrissy's best friend, you know, let her hear it last year. And, you know, she cried. Long story short, she cried. And, you know, she really appreciated it and actually gave me a personal thank you. So, you know, thank you, Chrissy, you know, for inspiring me and Jim Jones. And, shoot, what up, Dipset? You know, I love me some Dipset. You know, shout out to Dipset. I mean, they got a lot going on. Cameron, you with this new clothing line, you know, the Dipset clothing line, the Diplomats, the Dipset girls, or what they call them, Dipettes. So, yeah, they definitely doing some big things over there. And also I thought it would be fitting that I play the next song, which actually I played this song quite a few times on this show. And what people don't know is, okay, this artist is the artist that's on my song, Jim and Chrissy. He dabbles his verse, his most valuable Mac out of Memphis. He is my favorite artist to work with. He knows that, and I think a lot of people know that by now. I say it all the time. I shout him out, and we're going to do much more. I mean, we got quite a few songs together, and so I just thought it would be fitting to go ahead and play his song, Round, which was inspired by M. the Queen's Bootay. You heard that part? And Mary go around, and make it go around. But anyway, enough, self promotion or whatever you want to call it. But we're still talking about police brutality, and I see we still got some callers on the line that's been holding for a minute. We got this 919 caller. Who we got on the line?
Man, you ain't even gotta ask. It's Ty. What's going on, my queen?
Oh, not much. I mean, you know, I just played my new joint, Jim and Chrissy Love, but more so than that, which is really actually important than that is we're talking about police brutality, you know, with in the wake of Eric Garner, the guy, you know, I say young man because he's 43, you know, father, grandfather, husband that was killed by the New York Police Department, they, you know, with the illegal chokehold and they killed him, you know, they murdered him. I'm going to say murder. I'm going to say the worst degree of dying is murder. And so we were talking about that, and I definitely gave a moment of silence at the beginning because it was befitting. It's something that's just been weighing on me. You know, every time I try to, you know, not really try to forget the story, but every time I'm like, oh, you know what, I'm getting a little bit over it, but it's just got me fired up again. So, you know, definitely, and we're not just talking about police brutality. I pose the question: if you've been, if you've been attacked or brutalized by the police, or do you know somebody that has? Now I know you're from Lewisburg, or they said, I'm gonna pronounce how they say it in Lewisburg, North Carolina. I know you know something or someone or just something. Just give us something.
You know what? I'm gonna step away from Lewisburg for just a second to get started and speak on something that happened in Wendell, if I'm not mistaken. It was a video that went out on Facebook. A deputy was attempting to arrest a young man, and he wasn't really resisting, but of course he's African American, so he's upset about being arrested about pretty much what seems to be nothing. And for some reason, the officer stepped back, and I guess he mentioned tasing the young man because he was like, tase me, I dare you. You know what I'm saying? You tase me, it's going to be a problem, whatever the case may be. From, I don't know, a good 5-6 feet, dude hit him with the taser and he dropped. I'm talking about dropped to the point where his arms and legs locked up. He just fell back, busted head wide open. He's leaking. You know what I'm saying? And actually held the taser, which is, I'm told, is way outside of their training.
Right.
You know, so it's like, that really just made me reiterate what I've always said about the law. Those who enforce the law feel like they can live above it. You know, don't have to abide by the rules and regulations that they set forth and they enforce. Me, I got a different outlook on, you know, law, period. Of course, you know I'm a biker, but what a lot of people don't know is I'm a 1%er. And for those who don't know what that means, 99% of bikers are law-abiding citizens, and it's that 1% that lives outside the law. Me, I'm one of those ones. I really don't give a damn about nobody's laws, nobody's rules. I'm loyal to my damn self.
Right.
I mean, I'm just putting it out there. But I developed this mentality and began to live this lifestyle on account of the fact that once I became a biker, I noticed that we're looked at entirely different from your average civilian. Cops feel like when they pull us over, they talk to us, whatever the case may be, that they got to be all hard. Like, we really going to give them a contest. Like, we really want to end up being the next Rodney King or anything like that. You know, just the way they talk. Like, they pretty much downplay us. Like, the greatest. Like, oh, we're not even worth the dirt that they walking on to talk to us or whatever. So I'm one of those, I developed that FU type mentality toward law. And, I mean, you know how the law is around Franklin County. It's one of those situations where everybody knows everybody. The cops come up and talk to you sometimes like they know you, like you people or whatever the case may be. And then you got them new guns that, you know, try to shine, try to push just because they just got a job with the PD. I got no respect for it, period.
Right.
Because it's going to come to that point where somebody's going to test them and, you know, it's going to get kind of personal in mind, so they're going to try to step outside the law in an effort to enforce the law. I just don't agree with law.
You know what? That's a perfect statement. That's a perfect statement. And I understand what you're saying, and I can understand why you feel the way that you do because, you know, bikers, you know, you all are targeted all the time. You don't even have to be really speeding. You know, that you're just the fact that you're on a bike and stuff and something that is real fast that can actually outrun their asses, you know, that bothers them. You know, they don't even like the sound of a motorcycle. I mean, like,
you know,
actually...
What? Let me interject real quick. It's not even the motorcycle itself sometimes. To see us dressed in our, what I call gear, but what others would call riding attire or whatever the case may be, I can get off my motorcycle, walk in Walmart, walk in any store, and it could be that young, fresh, new gun, as I was saying earlier, that looks at me and, you know, wants to question me or whatever the case may be, tries to develop probable cause as to, you know what I'm saying, a reason to search me or whatever the case may be. I lied to you not. I was in Raleigh one day. You know, I'm chained up, got, you know, the spike bracelet around me and whatnot, got spikes around my neck. Like, I'm just dressing like I normally dress to ride or whatever the case may be. And a guy walks up, cop walks up to me and says, you know, a couple of the customers here had reason to believe that she had a gun with you. Okay.
Oh,
where did this
goodness.
Come from? That really isn't of any importance to you. I'm going to need to search you. I said, do you actually have reason to believe that I have a gun with me? Well, you just seem like the type that would carry a gun. Well, you seem like the type that would carry a gun. Oh, wait, you got one on your hip. So what is it that, you know, seems like the type that would carry a gun? So I'm going to need to search you. Well, if I'm not under arrest, I'm walking away. And it is what it is. You know, so,
wow.
I mean, it's not even the bike itself. It's just you see a biker, you know, dressed as a biker, and automatically he's done something illegal. Which most likely, once we get on our motorcycles, we're going to do something illegal because you done pissed us off. But
right.
We're just
saying. Well, that makes sense.
I mean,
we're
automatically
angry,
biker.
Right?
So what?
I said, yeah, I feel that because it's like, you know, you've been harassed and you're angry at this point, so it's like you want to take
exactly.
your frustration out on the highway.
Exactly. I'm going to make you work for what it is that you was trying to do. I'm not going to give it, so you got to come get it. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like,
yeah.
Even outside of being a 1%, or being a motorcycle rider, you're tagged as an outlaw, period.
Yep,
you're living
right.
outside
uh-huh.
of the law. So me, I'm just speaking on what I know, you know what I'm saying? Cause, I mean, that's just a part of the law that I get that. You know, the a-holes that feel like, oh, all bikers are, you know, just these bad guys. They got guns, they got knives, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. They probably got drugs on them, whatever the case may be. And I feel like the way that they treat us, you know what I'm saying, the way that they target us is brutal alone. Not necessarily putting their hands on us and whatnot. Yeah, I've been searched before, and I ain't going to lie, they had a reason to search me at one point in time, but even still, the way that they do it is just, it's out of pocket. You know,
yeah,
the way that they talk is brutal alone. Like, it's police brutality goes beyond, you know, the hitting and the grabbing and the choking and all that. Now, mind you, I've seen my fair share of it. Some of it I choose not to speak on. But brutality ain't just putting your hands on somebody when it comes to the law. Let's just say that.
No. It's definitely a mind thing, too. Once you brutalize someone physically, it's not always physically. When you have someone in uniform that's yelling at you, that's saying, you know, whatever they want to say to you because they have a uniform on, that's brutality too. That's brutality of the mind, and then, you know, and they know they're trying to push your buttons. It seems like they're trying to push your buttons. They're trying to give you, you know, a reason to, yeah, I want you to just stick one hand up. Just stick one hand up so I can either tase you, bro, or I can just, you know, I use my gun or use some type of force. You know, so I definitely feel where you were going with that. And you know, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And, you know, like my brother BMO said, you know, beget violence with violence. You know, I'm not opposed to that. I'm seriously not opposed to that. I'm just more
you know
than, I want to see stop or just come to.
I'm
you know,
not
just
opposed
come,
to it. But my thing is, you know, I'm going to go ahead and keep it 100. I live in a redneck state. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or nothing, especially Franklin County. Oh, my Jesus.
Right, that's
even
my
the African-American
you know,
law enforcement officers are straight-up redneck style. So let me just say this right here. I'm not opposed to fighting fire with fire. I'm not opposed to you swing, I'm swinging back. That's just the way that I live because I'm a country boy, period. Now, when I look at law enforcement, I look at it in a different way. I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make sure I go home to my child. You feel what I'm saying? But
absolutely.
If it wasn't for that, the way that the cops act nowadays, I don't know what you're going to do to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why you pulled me over. I don't know what happened before you left. Your wife might not have gave you something. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know what you're going to do to me just because you made it. So I'm going to protect myself at all costs. You feel what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
But
and
I'll put it to you like this right here. As long
gun,
as we got these young guns out here that are just so gung-ho, they're going to continue to have a reason to snap on some because it's like, it's
something
some people
prove,
around here. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's some people around here that are like, you know, you want to act like this, I'm going to give you a reason to act like this. Just like I said, if you act funny with me, if a cop acts funny with me before I get on my bike, when I get on it, I'm going to give you a reason to come get me. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to make
right.
you work for that ticket that you want to give me. And there's some people
yeah,
on the street
I mean,
that
you got
act
those young,
like that.
Just like you say, you got those young honchos out there, you know,
exactly.
that yeah,
it's
that,
for their first
arrest.
It's for their first ticket.
Car. They get out of their squad cars with their chest stuck out. Like, you know, I got some approved to these out here because I'm going to be one of you one day. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, that hurts my nerves, especially if I'm driving down, especially 285 here in Atlanta. Yo, when I want, it's not a time I drive down 285 where there's either a cop getting out the car or they already got somebody stuck, you know, pulled over, and they got their chest stuck out, you know, like, just wait till I get back to that squad car. I know your license is suspended. I know something is wrong. Something ain't right. It's like they're looking for stuff, you know. But it's just,
you know what?
I'm telling you,
it's crazy that
city,
you say that.
It's crazy.
It's crazy that you say that, and
I'm
going to tell you why. It's crazy, and it's also sad that you say that because I'll just say I work in the retail store. You feel what I'm saying? The store that I work at, law enforcement's in there frequently, very frequently. And I'm servicing a law enforcement officer. He doesn't know who I am as far as outside of work. He doesn't know about me being who I am in the motorcycle community, whatever the case may be. So he knows nothing about me, but I work where I work. But he's talking to me, and he's like, hold on, I got to go do this. Somebody that just left out, I know their license isn't intact or whatever the case may be. Let me go see if I can get me a ticket tonight.
No doubt.
So
yeah.
This tracks back to what we've been saying. You got those ones, some season, some new, that are just looking for a reason to pull you over, give you a ticket, lock you up, put their hands on you, search you, something. They want to do something. And like I said, you got some of those ones that you butt, we're going to butt back. And, I mean, like I said, this is especially in Franklin County. You got some that are going to give you a reason. Like, you want to pull me over or you want to walk up to me and I'm just walking, I'm doing me. They're gonna give you a darn reason. You start yelling, they're not going to be, okay, I'm sorry, sir. Man, who the hell you think you talk to? That's what they're going to give you around here. You feel what I'm saying? And, like I said, as long as you got these young gung-ho dudes or chicks even, you know what I'm saying, that's barking and they want a reason to write a ticket or they want a reason to grab you, yada, yada, yada. As long as they're looking for that, it's going to be people out here to give it to them. Plain and simple.
Absolutely.
So, like I said,
absolutely.
I'm not opposed to fighting fire with fire, but as long as we got people that are fighting fire with fire, it's going to continue to be the way that it is.
Absolutely.
So,
in short,
let me just say,
left.
I don't think police brutality will ever see the end that we want it to.
Right, right, right. No doubt. Well, I appreciate those. This is a young guy, y'all. I mean, and he's a very wise and intelligent guy. He's, you know, he's lived a little bit, and you know, I mean, I appreciate him calling in every week. Ty, stick around because we got a few minutes to go, and I have another 919 call. Who do we have on the line? 919-496. Who we got on the line?
Oh Lord, that's Lord.
General B. Cutchins Jr.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, Papa Joe.
Hello, Emma. I've been on the line waiting for about 40 minutes to get to you.
I know, but you know, when you know you're on a radio show and you got a good topic, and especially one that needs awareness, you know, people, you know, we tend to go off on a tangent. It's so much police brutality going on there. I mean, we got a lot of stories, we got a lot of insight. So, you know, definitely, if you got some insight that you want to put in real quick, because we got a few minutes left, go right ahead. And this is Joe Cutchins, y'all. He is owner of the only black funeral home in the town that I grew up in, Franklin, North Carolina, y'all. All right. Well, wait, what you got, Joe? What kind of insight you got for us? Or if you just wanted to shout out, what you got?
I just want to give you a shout-out, say hello. We're standing down here at the Snack Shack, and I realized you were on the air, and I said, let me call in and just give you a shout-out and let you know we're going to listen to you. You remember Sean Paul?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Sean Paul sitting there with his son and Tom from the barbershop.
Joe, you know you're talking to his other friend, right?
What's up, Franklin? Yeah. Say, hey, how y'all doing? This M the Queen. Y'all haven't seen me, heard from me in a long time. You know, I've been in Atlanta for 14 years, and, you know, I come home ever so often. I don't make it to Franklinton as much, but, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I will never forget Franklinton, and that's where I grew up at. So I really appreciate the love. It's good hearing from you guys. I mean, I'm just bubbling with love right now.
Well, go ahead and enjoy yourself. I'm not going to hold you. I just wanted to give you a shout-out and let you know we were listening.
Okay, and definitely, you know, I definitely will be getting back at you because I definitely want to get you on the show. I definitely want to get some music played, some Joe Cutchins music. I mean, he it's not just like synthesizers and just studio equipment. He plays live music, so you know that's something that we don't get much on the Lawless show on a regular basis. So I would love to get you in sometime next month. So we definitely will be chopping it up. Now I really appreciate you calling in.
All right, I'm going to send you that CD. I don't know why I haven't sent it. I talk about it, think about it. But maybe tomorrow I'll really have it on my mind and I'll send it to you.
All right, and do you have any more shout-outs that you want to give before you go?
Just everybody, peace, love, and happiness.
Absolutely, no doubt. Joe Cutchins, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll be chatting with you probably tonight.
All right, night now.
All right, one love. Yes, y'all. I mean, I just love the direction that this show, you know, is going. You know, I really try to, you know, keep it fun and just try to keep it exciting. But at the same time, like I said early in the show, in the broadcast, you know, something that needs, you know, I brought attention to, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it regardless. You know, I mean, you know, that was just, it's just something that, just like I said, was just uncalled for. It did not have to happen. And then not only did that situation happen, there's about five or six more situations that I hadn't even mentioned, you know, that has happened in the last week or so that, you know, I say, you know, after a while I just started saying, look, I've had enough of police brutality. I've had enough of these videos. You know, we know it happens every day anyway. So, you know, just more or less, you know, my heart goes out to any and every family that's had a member that has been, you know, brutalized. Or if you have been brutalized by police because they feel like they can do it. And I the thing is, another thing, too, I got to bring attention to. What the hell is up with these illegal chokeholds? It's about 10, I'm saying 10, you know, I'm exaggerating. But there's been quite a few illegal chokings by the police, you know, not just New York, but other cities, too, in the last week or so. What is up with that? I mean, okay, so you can't, the taser's not working no more? I mean, the batteries went out. I mean, what the heck is going on? What happened to, you know, putting a person in handcuffs and that's just it? You know, that's just like the young black guy I was talking about earlier that was beaten at the 116th Street and Lexington Avenue train station in New York. on 7/14. That was July 14th. And then I saw this on Facebook first. I saw it other places too, but Facebook is actually commenting on. And some girl or some lady or whatever you want to call her, because I don't have no respect for her right now. I mean, she's entitled to her opinion, but I don't like what she said, so I'm entitled to my opinion. You know, she basically, was saying that Walter, he had no right to be resisting. He should have just, given up, abide by the law. First of all, I looked at that video twice, and I dissected it, from a police standpoint and from the victim's standpoint. Come on, that dude was not resisting. He was not resisting. He was not even really saying anything. That dude, it was audio live too. It wasn't just visual. It was audio too. He wasn't really saying a whole lot. They had him on the ground. They had one hand. They were able to get one hand behind his back. But the thing is, I believe that, and I feel in my heart, and I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but from looking at it, and I think a lot of people will agree with this, that this cat was basically, he had his arm up, one arm up, because he was trying to protect his face because he knew what was coming. I mean, come on now, he knew either he was going to get choked out, and he knew he needed one hand free to guard himself, not to fight back. I don't think he was intending to fight back. He knew he couldn't. He was outnumbered. So I mean, even if he wasn't outnumbered, he might not have been. He might not have had that mentality to fight back. He just was trying to protect himself. That's what I believe. That's my interpretation of the situation. And for some girl to say, it was a couple of them actually, but one of them said something that just really irked the hell out of my nerves. He shouldn't have been resisting arrest. Why was he resisting? Because he had one up arm up to his face. Because he had one arm up to his face and he was trying to guard himself because he knew he was about to get his – he knew that the fact that he was on the ground, he was surrendered, he was subdued, but he knew there was a beating coming. And a lot of times cops and stuff, they'll have you on the ground already, subdued and still beat your ass, just to get that frustration and that aggression out, and just to prove – you're gonna respect who I am because I got on a uniform and a badge and I got, weapons that's legally and I can legally carry and I can legally use them on you, regardless of the situation. And that's how I took, what I saw on that video footage, And once again, anybody that saw this incident, please, if you saw it, say what you saw. Reach out to Minister Kelmy Rodriguez. He got a Facebook page, y'all. Just K-E-L-M-Y. Kelmy Rodriguez. And I know you know how to spell Rodriguez. Just type his name in Facebook's search engine, and you will definitely find him. If you saw this at 116th Street and Lexington Avenue train station, come forward. Say what you saw so we can get these, police officers off the street, reprimanded, home without pay, suspension without pay, or just straight up fired. But, y'all, we have come to the end of another emphatic show. It's been a pleasure, but it really hasn't been a pleasure because I don't like having to talk about stuff like this. But me as a person, I am a person, I am human, and me, having a voice and having a voice that's live and on broadcast, on Blog Talk Radio, I had to, use this platform to bring awareness and definitely send my condolences out to his family, the Garner family of Staten Island. Definitely my condolences go out to you. I saw the pictures. He was laid to rest beautifully, and it's not much more I can say. It's not much more I can say. But definitely switching gears here, I got to give out some shout-outs. Definitely shout-out to CEO Carol Carter, which is an acquaintance of mine. I might as well tell you, she's my daughter's boyfriend's mother. She is beautiful. She's from New York City, so I know she's feeling some type of way right now too. But definitely she has a business called Eardazzled. And let me tell you, y'all, she make earrings. She make the best earrings. She make them herself by hand. And let me tell you, I mean, I've seen them. I've even worn a couple pairs that I stole from my daughter. Did I say that? But, yeah, I stole from my daughter. She knows. But Yeah, she's doing the doggone thing. She's doing the damn thing with those earrings. So, you know, she's good with her hands and the design of them. I mean, y'all need to go check her out. It's Carol Carter, Ear Dazzled. Go to her Facebook page. It's Facebook/ Ear Dazzled, meaning past tense with the D on the end, Ear Dazzled. That's E. For people that can't spell, you know, people that's just ebonically inclined, it's E. ARDAZZLED is Dazzle, and that's on Facebook. And also, you know, she ships. She has a PayPal account set up, so, you know, if you want to pay by PayPal, and she'll have your earrings delivered to you. And she also does vending as well. And so, you know, if you're here in Atlanta, Decatur area, you know, if there's something going on, you know, festivals or what have you, if you can catch her out there. She's Carol Carter. She's beautiful. She's foxy. You know, you'll know her. You'll know when you see her. So definitely show her some love and, you know, pick up some earrings, man, because I'm telling you, they are dope. And also, you know, I definitely got to shout out my boy, Demo Slim, for calling in. I really appreciate, you know, his insight, his wisdom, you know, his intelligent words, and, you know, truly his true opinion. Because one thing about Demo, y'all, Demo keeps it real, all the way real. So if you want to experience more of that realness and want to talk further about police brutality, you better check him out. He's next after me. At 11 o'clock, the BMO Slim Experience. That's my lawless brother. And then, you know, also his other endeavors. He, you know, if you can go back, I can't remember it all. So if you want to go back and listen to the show again and get the information on, you know, how to listen to his other shows and his other endeavors that he got going on, definitely show him some love, you know, coming from the Emphatic Show. And also, y'all, send your music. We need more music for the Emphatic Show, not just Emphatic Show, but we need some more music for the Grit Grind Show, which, oh, I need to tell y'all, I might be tuning, I might be hosting the Grit Grind Show on Friday night. And like I said before, our CEO, T.L. Lewis, the chairman, you know, had death in his family, you know, so he's definitely going to be traveling out of town to Chicago. And so I may be taking over on Friday. So don't be surprised if y'all hear me on the airwaves again on Friday. So I'll definitely keep you posted between now and Friday. So definitely, you know, we need some more music here at Lawless. You know, I mean, we got a plethora of music, you know, sitting in the inbox. And we got to, you know, it takes time to go through them because people send us stuff all the time. So we want you to continue to send stuff, and we want to, you know, continue to support you, and you definitely, we want you to support us as well. So send your music to music@lawlessradio.com. Also, you know, check out our magazine. I mean, we take a step further than just, you know, broadcasting on the radio, but we also have a magazine called Lawless Entertainment Magazine. You need to check out July's issue, which I got front cover, front page, remembering, or in feature article, remembering Ruby D. Definitely check out our Lawless Entertainment Magazine. It's digital right now, but we're going to go to print, you know, soon and very soon, and we will be letting you know when that happens. So for now, go to www.llemag.com. Also, y'all, real quick, because we got to end this show, I am M, the Queen of Afro Pop as well. So check out my music. I'm singer and songwriter and lyricist, whatever you want to call it. I'm on Reverb / M-E, that's E-M-E-E. I'm also on SoundCloud. You can check out my SoundCloud page, which is E-M-Q-O-A-P, which stands for Queen of Afro Pop, of course. And if you want to become one of my supporters, I don't like the word fan, but become a supporter, definitely check me out on my Facebook page, / M-E, Queen of Afro Pop, in all caps. And also, if you want to tweet me, you can tweet me on Twitter at Queen of Afro Pop in all caps. And if you want to check out my luscious good looks and my nice merry-go-round ass, I'm just kidding, IG me, Instagram me at M_ Queen of Afro Pop, and that's in all caps to y'all. We have come to the end of another Emphatic Wednesday, another Emphatic show with yours truly, the host, M the Queen. She is I and I am her. So I really appreciate you all tuning in. I appreciate the callers calling in. I appreciate Sandy. I appreciate BMO Slim. I appreciate the caller that's been sitting in the queue for the longest that did not want to come on. That's all right. That's still love. I appreciate Joe Cutchin, somebody I have not seen, God knows, in forever, calling in, and I'm definitely going to be having him on the show next month, and you'll get to experience his music. If nothing else, I really don't have anything else to say. I've covered, you know, all I've said all I can say about police brutality. I mean, you know, I can talk about it until I'm blue in the face, but until, you know, we make a change, you know, it is what it is. So, y'all, it's also lawless, and it's emphatic. So, y'all, I will check y'all out next Wednesday. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll see y'all next Wednesday. And I'm about to take y'all out of here with Take 'Em Back with my boy from BMO, which is Baltimore, if you don't know, DMV, earlier. Take 'Em Back. Yeah.
The mantra. I be the illest prophet with logic, y'all know that God is with me. When I am vibing, you others jiving is non-existent. Spit the passion over classics when crapping half of the map a shift. From this vocabulist, I'm not your average kid. I'm from the block with them 90s puffing that greenery. Full of busting all through your body, changing your scenery. Too smooth like flossing with thick jewels. Been ruled ever since Ice Cube was running with Eazy-E. I killed the non-believers in them coliseums. Let they mama see them in the mausoleum. I'm a leader. The fly crew, live and I provide you the rhyme too. Party banging, I'ma slide through like a visa. Diva, how I explain it. Home of the ravens, embracing the flame of dead on the pavement is how I leave ya. Good, bring it, the essence from dope slinging. I rep it with those bangers, no question, I come to see ya. No disrespect, but we tired of you saying stopping me, I don't think so. Take it back like take it back like hold up, lyrics I'm exercising the realest and death defying. Flooding my neck with diamonds to bless like I step with Gandhi. Some others recognize me, my records is jeopardizing. Impressed with the message rhyming, your posse's a bunch of zombies. I got the hood behind me, my homies is quick to snatch you. The visit and blitz you, leave you twisted like a triple axle. Got the emphasis, you have witnessed the infamous. Spinning lava to fire you, it's hotter, change up your temperature. Y'all know Seneca's deeper than Machiavelli. Adversary, smoke them like Buddha and zigzag the Phillies. Sack a half a milli whenever I pack a building. Fading them haters that's frontin', they know they had to feel me and hear me to capture like directors with the actors filming. They happen, it's all yapping, I just grab them and smack them silly. Rather be humble driven than be on the road to riches. Selling out just to get paper. Take them back like take them back like niggas that smoke off the ways of liquor, then gripping the razor pistol. I'm flipping the way I give you the streets and it stays official. My people, they play position, wait for the signal that I give them. Let the razor split ya. We not suburbians, we coming out of murderland. Swerving to burn a man, he deserved it. Cut off his other hand. Homies is hustling, shuffling to the customers. Cops rushing these brothers and snitches, is trying to turn them in. Some type of cat, you find them bleeding, aiming gats like they quarterbacks. Have them catching borders like they ride receivers. Take them back like Jerusalem, times of Jesus. For the bottle popping, body rocking, dimes and divas. Like the kingpin with pride, got supply the region. On these streets, never sleep, that's a sign of weakness. People heard me say I'm lacing the track. It's all factual, something natural. Take them back like take them back like Jimmy Flight, Dark Vader.